Recording in progress.
You know what this is? You know what occurs to me? I bet because we start the podcast by making just a very strange sound.
Yeah.
I bet that's not even in. I bet that that's actually not in the recorded podcast files at all.
I hope not.
It would terrify people.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the situation, gathered throng.
Mike's parents went away
for a week's vacation. Now,
the interesting twist,
and I think you'll agree with me, there's something novel here. They left the keys. All right, now.
Another penny for your thoughts. This is the Club Penny Arcade podcast where Jerry and I dive headfirst into the archive, dig out comics that you suggest, and then wax philosophical about them for a little while.
That's pretty robust. That's
pretty much it.
I think you basically got all the way in there. I was going to say, now this is the podcast people are calling Pfufut, but I don't.
No one's calling it that.
It doesn't, except for the one time I just called it that. I don't think that it's a real, real name. Pfufut. Now, but obviously we have an assortment of comic strips, any one of which we could choose, and I'm leaving it to you, Michael.
Oh, really?
To get it started.
I'm going first.
To kick it off. To set it off.
Well, then let me look at these titles. Wait, I don't remember any of these. I'm just gonna pick I'm gonna pick He's Got Legs.
He's got legs.
And you know, presumably he knows how to use them.
He knows how to use them. See, this is the thing. This is the danger that is represented by advertising. Is that in my mind, this is how the song goes. She's got legs.
Uh-huh.
She knows how to use them.
Right.
Sheer energy legs.
Yeah.
She knows how to choose them. And it's like, I think that that's not the real lyrics. I think those are from a commercial about sheer pantyhose.
Why wouldn't those be the real lyrics? Are you saying that that's a song aside from being a pantyhose song?
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
Oh, hold on a second. You just thought that it was a jingle from the pantyhose?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's very common.
No, it's from ZZ Top.
Why were they making pantyhose commercials? Weren't they like super famous?
Yeah, they got licensed, I guess. I mean, and I mean, honestly, the lyrics are quite strange.
She's got legs.
Oh, she never begs. Okay, I thought it was like she's got legs. She knows how to choose them. I'm like, typically, I mean, there are scenarios in which one does choose a leg, but that's
most of the time.
It's rare.
They're chosen for you.
Anyway, I am ready for you.
It's like the Oscar Mayer Wiener song.
We're not talking about the Oscars on this podcast.
No. So, but the Oscar Mayer Wiener song, My Baloney Has a First Name.
Yeah.
Do you know that song?
Yeah, exactly. It's O-S-C-A-R. O-S-C-A-R. Right.
I mean, that's not a real song. That's not like an Aerosmith song.
It probably is, honestly. You see Steven Tyler, he's kicking. Ow! He's got like the big scarves.
Maybe. Maybe it is.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, here, listen. I will be Kara as I have been so many times.
All right, and I'll be me.
Yeah. I'm at work now. I can't come home and kill a spider.
It walks like a man.
Now, there is a little thought bubble that has a very small spider in it, which I don't remember actually being inside this comic strip. That's very funny looking.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's very big. Get a shoe or something.
He's wearing my shoes. She doesn't believe me.
Let me talk to her. This spider is so large, and he has like a fedora.
He's put a hat on. Yeah, and with one of his, I don't know, what do you call appendages?
Some kind of a palp.
And he's reaching for the phone with the other one.
With the other one, because he has so many. But this is, am I correct in thinking that this is that apartment you had in Kirkland?
Oh, thinking, yes, that was this
fucking, it was chock-a-block with spiders. Yeah.
It was the spider apartment. I mean, I know that I told you when we left a whole closet full of like furniture and wedding gifts because the closet was so infested with spiders that we did not want to.
Well, we should establish that this closet was actually like, it was external to the house.
Yeah, it was out on the porch. So we put like,
it was like a storage closet. It was like a shed, but it was built into the building.
Yeah,
but it was outside.
Yeah, you had like an outdoor storage in your little. Yeah,
but it was door sized. Like it was a very strange.
It was tiny, and then we put like a coffee table in there. I think we had a box of plates and just some junk in there.
Hold on, china?
Yeah, we had a box of plates in there. I'm telling you, man. When you opened this door,
you left wedding china.
Yes. Well, it wasn't. It was like, you know, some dishes from Target. It wasn't like,
oh, okay,
wedding china.
Okay.
We're not like royalty.
Oh, jeez. I'm like picturing this like gold lipped.
No, you saw who came to my wedding.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And I saw, you know, where it was. And
yeah,
you know, I don't have like socioeconomic data, but I can make some guesses.
Yeah. So no, it wasn't like fine china, but still we did leave a lot of stuff out there because it was just like enwebbed. I don't know if that's a word.
It might be.
Cocooned. Festooned.
God, do you want to hear a novel? I'm already delighted. Do you want to hear a novel phrase? Here it comes. So don't answer that. Just let it happen. Just let it wash over you. Just recite the litany of fear.
Okay.
Litany against fear. It isn't a litany of fear. So there is a euphemism for what can only be called the vagina that I am so tickled by that I leverage it every chance I get. Now, I only have a chance every 5 or 6 years, and this is the most recent time. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The good china.
The good china?
The good china.
Interesting.
Yes. I feel like there's a lot of information there.
I'm unpacking it. Yeah.
Yeah. But like you should have unpacked your bridal treasures, you know?
Well, I mean, the problem is I think generally when this was the whole idea of Nightlight, and that in every family, it's someone's job to kill spiders.
Yes.
Right. And there was no spider killer.
Well, yeah, in your union, there are no spider killers, right? Spiders, should they take root, come to dominate the home.
Yeah, I mean, they terrify her, and I don't like them either. But
I mean,
I'm the one that ends up having to deal with them, and most of the time it's vacuum cleaner related.
Well, I was just going to say, my understanding, I mean, I have certainly looked at a device like in Sharper Image.
Oh, no.
Where it's a vacuum of sorts, and it has an extended sort of like, I don't know what it is.
The bug sucker,
I guess. Yeah. And then you turn it on, and I mean, that's it. I mean, it's game over for spiders. Have you guys considered something like that? Or?
Well, no, I mean, it would be a better investment. You just like spend a lot on vacuum cleaners. Because we'll be sucking up spiders and sucking up spiders with them. And then you get to the point where you're like, God, this thing is just full of fucking spiders. And maybe we should just get a new vacuum cleaner.
So hold on. So this is, hang on. Like you're saying that anytime spiders get involved, whatever they become involved with is simply discarded. Like,
yeah,
it could be a home. It could be. property, it could be a home appliance.
Yeah, I just can't deal with them. And I know that that's, I guess, bad. I mean, there's going to be somebody who's going to send me an email and be like, oh, spiders kill mosquitoes. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You hear a lot of pro-spider propaganda out there.
It is bullshit.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and it's just like, who told you that? Well, I went to school with a spider. Okay, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You're not a neutral trench coat.
You're not a neutral party here. Dude, that's the most disgusting image I can think of. Just a pile of ambulatory spiders inside clothes.
Gross.
Like Oogie Boogie, but somehow worse.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you do bed checks before you get into bed?
What do you mean? Just to make sure that beds are still real?
No, do you shine a flashlight under the covers and under your pillow and make sure that there are no spiders?
Of course not.
Well, you're just asking for spider trubs, then, in my opinion.
Yeah. Listen, you are not. Oh, okay. So nightlight is actually.
Have you never woken up with a spider like on your pillow or?
I woke up once with a spider that crawled into my palm, which I immediately annihilated like instinctively. And then I just woke up and there was a dead spider in my hand.
That's gross.
I mean, I don't disagree with you.
No, I'm vigilant. When it comes to spiders, you have to be.
Yeah. All right. Now, get ready for this. There's a whole new comic in town.
Oh, who requested that? It was. Eric W5.
That's right. Eric W5. Now, here comes another great comic.
Here comes the
pain. Now. Everybody has to understand. So I understand that you're probably familiar with House of Pains, jump around, you know, jump up and get down. But they had a third album. I think Mike and I are the only people
I'm sure they liked it. The people that made it.
Well, at any rate, they probably knew it existed.
Yeah.
But I think we're the only ones who have ever listened to it. And it's got some really, really great production, honestly.
It does.
I'm going to go for Mancraft by Lone Gunman.
Mancraft. Let me pull that up.
This was fucked.
Oh, I'll be me. You be you, I guess. Huh?
This was a legitimately bad time, dude.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Your son is basically the Minecraft Unabomber.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a campaign of terror that he's waging on my son's Minecraft realm. Statues, hotels, castles, nothing is safe.
You know what Elliot told me? He said your son's server rules were indistinguishable from a fascist regime.
Your son is a criminal.
Sic semper tyrannis.
I'm going to look that up, and when I do, I'm going to be so mad. Can you spell that for me real quick?
Oh, God, that was... So... I'm here to tell you right now that there is a level of sophistication, like interpersonally, when that comes from like having children that misbehave in ways that harm your friend's children.
Yeah.
Even if the harm is constrained to the virtual realms, you have to have really sophisticated conversations that you don't want to have with everyone involved.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. And they, at least back then, Gabe, you know, it was so, that stuff might as well have been happening in real life. He felt it the same way, you know, like slights and, you know, there were just as powerful.
Well, yeah. And the truth is,
if not more, because that's where he operated.
Well, yeah, that's where he lived. And certainly, you know, he had to keep up appearances for his friends as well. So they had let in what was functionally a stranger, right?
Yeah.
On his say-so, even if it came from the top, and now their shit was busted. And, you know, I mean, these days, it's making saves all the time. And, you know, you can revert the server back to an earlier version. It has much more robust. I mean, the only fucking way I was able to discover it at all was because of the new part of the admin tool. I could see when it happened.
Dimension.
I could peer as if into a molecular crystal. No, basically it allowed me to identify that he had been on there by himself at or around the time the crime occurred.
Yeah. Yeah. You did some serious detective work. I remember.
It was a real pain in the fucking ass.
I believe it.
And there's some really complex, but the main thing is obviously, you know, our relationship managed to survive it, but you know, it's like, you know, we have worked with a group called Game to Grow, and you know, they do a variety of, you know, D&D essentially role-playing based therapy for kids, like to develop social skills for young people who are on the spectrum.
Yeah.
And you know, if that, I mean, that's not even like being, you know, remotely modeled or anything like that. Like, people are learning functional skills inside games all the time.
Oh yeah. I mean, Gabe learned most of his interpersonal skills through that game, I would say.
Yeah. And you know, the level beyond that, right, is he's also, and now he is creating those kinds of spaces or building a level of conception about how they're programmed. Right. It's like,
oh yeah,
he having essentially grown up in there.
It was definitely an on-ramp for him.
Exactly.
Into coding.
Exactly. Right. And that's why Minecraft is still, that's part of why Minecraft is still so potent. They have locked down versions. Like, they have those Bedrock editions. Right. I mean,
yeah,
those are, you know, that's a little bit more sophisticated operation, but the regular Java edition, you really can just open these files up and see everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't even just like, I mean, Elliot and Gabe, but like Gabe had servers with his friends, and just the way that kids are, they come in and out of groups, you know, group dynamics change constantly.
Oh my gosh.
And so, you know, I was always having to deal with some, you know, oh, my whole thing was destroyed. I hate him. He ruined everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He broke it all. I'll never be able to rebuild it. And then they're going to be playing the next day, and it's like, okay, what? We got to manage this stuff better.
Well, yeah, and also, you know, you can sort of learn things like that same admin tool is like, yeah, this is a person that was okay to be here before. They did stuff that, you know, makes it so that we don't actually want them around.
Yeah,
we don't want them around here anymore. And you know, and then that goes on to Discord servers as well. Right, where your friends start inviting people, and some of these people are just fucked up. They're just,
yeah.
It's like you invite like the one wrong person, and then the entire vibe of the server gets screwed up.
I try to think about parents that aren't like us, trying to help their kids navigate, you know, friend circles that are now digital.
Well, it must be hell on earth.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Right. Because they don't know, like, I have just in the last few minutes, I have referred to the admin tool maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the tool that you would use to fix this. What if you couldn't fix it?
Right.
What if you didn't have a conception of how to fix it? Or worse, what if you didn't have an understanding that these things are actually real in a few ways that matter?
Exactly. What if it was just a snap decision to say, this is stupid, I'm just yanking you out of it,
yeah,
rather than say, this is a situation that you need to learn how to manage.
Well, yeah. And this is basically like, they don't have the tools to understand that, like anything else, this is an opportunity. And I use that term like here in quotes. I think you can hear that from the tone.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity to learn, and every opportunity is, to learn is an opportunity to teach them something, even if it's pretend.
Yeah.
Right. You know, even if they don't care about it. Like, I remember, do you remember there was all that shit like in the middle of quarantine where like parents really didn't understand. They didn't
parents
actually
just don't understand.
I mean, God, Will Smith keeps fucking coming up.
We're not going to talk about it.
You're not talking about, he is Bruno for the next like 15 minutes. We're not talking about him.
I think, yeah, I know about Bruno. So yeah, Somebody's talking about him. I haven't seen the movie.
Preemptively. Dude, you have to. It balls out of control. You have to fucking see. You have to see Turning Red too. Also, it kicks ass.
Well, the first one, I can't see. Lin-Manuel's voice is like a screwdriver into my eyeball.
Does he actually perform in that show?
I don't know. I assumed he does.
I don't think so. Anyway, I think you're safe in that particular one.
Maybe I'll watch it. And the second one, I don't know. I watched these trailers and it doesn't speak to me at all.
Oh man. For me, it's about art. Ultimately, I know what you like.
Yeah.
And it's imaginative, cool art. And it's in here. Like I promise you, I would not steer you wrong on this.
And it looks very right now art to me.
But unless you can actually see the whole thing like animated, I think that's the key. In any case, it's very, very good. Consider it. I don't think that he actually sings anybody's
stuff. If he doesn't
sing,
maybe I'll watch it. But the other one is just, it looks like Steven Universe animated to me. And I can't.
Oh, some of the silhouettes and stuff. Yeah.
And the faces and everything about it.
I get you. I understand that part of it. All I'm saying is incredible story. Really, really funny. That's the other part.
I'm going to take your word for it. And I'm going to tell people that I saw it and enjoyed it.
Listen, that's great, honestly. Yeah. Go that route. But the main thing about all that stuff is that we know about it. And if we did not know about it, if we were just, you know, like my dad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here to tell you right now, they had no idea what the fuck was going on in my life, dude. I would meet, like, literally random men, like, Unabomber-ass looking men. And I, like, online, on local bulletin board systems, I would just get on my bike and go to grown men's houses when I was 12.
Yeah, that's messed up, dude.
To get software.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's weird.
You got to be a little more connected than that.
It's like when I went to the PTA meeting and I thought that I was sort of ready for the caliber of questions I'd get. But like the first question, they was like, well, what's a server?
Uh-oh.
Like, what does it mean to play online?
But this is the funny thing. It's like, because sometimes you'll make jokes about servers, like the back end. And
could be a back end problem.
But the fact is, you know, a million times more. You at least know what a server is.
Yeah, I have some idea. I mean, in the same way that I know what an armadillo is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Couldn't draw one.
Not you can get most of the way. You can get most of the way there. Just write armadillo underneath it. That's probably going to handle it.
Yeah.
We do need another comic strip.
I've got one ready
for this ding dong. Go for it.
It is a comic called Orange or Some Other Color.
No, is this the one that was suggested by a drowned rat?
It is. None other.
Marvelous.
This is another one where you can play you and I can play me.
Here I go. I'm bored. Let's talk about something.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
Duck cocks. They're orange, you know.
Serious? That's crazy. Makes sense, though.
Man, I don't know if their cocks are orange or not. I don't know anything about ducks.
Oh.
Well, are you disappointed now?
Well, kind of. Yeah.
Well, maybe they are orange. We don't know. Like you said, it makes sense.
It's such a fucking stupid comic strip. I mean, I don't remember where we were.
Well, I mean, look.
I don't remember why or how. Here, it must have been lunchtime.
Here's the deal, right? So you are Michael. Michael Hulick.
Yeah.
And this is a conversation, because when I go down into the post, this is a conversation that we actually had.
Well, that makes sense, I guess.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, given everything else that we know about us?
Yeah, we would have had that conversation.
Well, no. And the truth is that I had learned about duck cocks. I had learned some interesting facts. Surprisingly, none of the facts that I learned about duck cocks are in this strip.
That's true. And because of this strip, now I know a bunch of shit about duck cocks.
Right.
Just because over the years, people have been like, oh, you know, they're not orange. They're more like, I guess they're like corkscrew shaped.
Well, yeah.
Like a wine opener, like a wine cork.
Well, yeah. They look like an auger. Like,
yeah.
They look like some weird, like, single use tool you would see, like, on this old house.
Right. Normie would bring that out.
Yeah. And it's like it, there's a lot. It's pure horror, essentially. And I think that's what I was getting at when we were having the conversations. But unless you want to feel weird, my recommendation is that you don't investigate duck dicks
too much.
Too much.
Yeah. I would say the funny thing about this strip to me, the duck cocks, I guess, are funny, but it's that idea. We do this every once in a while. The idea that Tycho would come around at the end and be like, well, I don't want him to feel bad.
Yeah.
I want to hurt his feelings. Like,
to me, that's the funny part.
Gentle or tender to Gabe. I like that.
Yes. Goofy. Yeah. Cause it does happen.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when Gabe and Tycho are mean to each other in the comic, they genuinely dislike it.
Yeah.
Like it makes them feel bad. And which I can completely understand, but like our relationship is really weird. And
oh, I agree with that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we can, I don't know about anybody else. Like I have a hard time imagining people who have been through the things that we have been through and can still talk about anything.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I think there's gotta be something wrong with us. Like, I think that like, I just have some kind of probably something pressing on my brain.
Is some kind of a, you think some kind of a growth?
I think there's some kind of growth. Yeah.
Well, that's
what I attribute the long lasting relationship to. Is that not?
I mean, it could.
What else could it be?
What if we have something very special?
No, I think it's like a calcium deposit.
You know how people can get like a kidney stone,
right?
Like, what if that kind of crystallization? It could be. It's like Gracie, essentially.
Exactly. Runs in the family.
You're saying it's some kind of razor sharp stone.
Maybe I got it from her. Maybe I gave it to her.
Yeah. It could be bi-directional.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, sometimes comic strips are based around real conversations that we have had. And obviously, if we were to go into duck cocks, like actual duck cocks at any like level of real resolution, it becomes disturbing very quickly.
Yeah.
So we can't actually do that strip, but we can do the strip about having a conversation about duck cocks without discussing them somehow.
It's funny. The next strip is the guy's night out that you didn't go to. You're supposed to go to where we like went down to Gig Harbor and rented a boat and Pork Fry got pulled over by the boat police.
No, I was there for that.
No, you weren't.
Yeah. Remember, we called it the best Saturday ever.
We called it that, but you weren't there.
No, I was there the whole time. I was there from beginning to end. Here. I have several pieces of information to relate to you. One, David Wilcox.
Yeah, I mean, you heard me tell the story of the best Saturday ever.
No, we also went to a cafe and we sat near the window and looked out and then we saw boats and we were like, we should just fucking rent one of these boats. And then, and then it's like, no, that's crazy. Like that's that was not on the plan. We were going to do that. It's just like, who's going to fucking stop us? And then we got the boat and then we drove it too fast and it like went up into the air and slammed down super hard, like too hard.
Yeah.
To the point where we were like, oh, wow, there's another universe where our heads just fell off and went out there. And yes, then the boat police pulled us over, quote unquote, but it was like on the water. There was like no place to pull you over. And then we were like, it's not our boat. We were just renting the boat. And it's like, hey, you fucking dumbasses.
All right. It sounds like maybe I'm starting to think maybe you were there. When we left, it was very late and we were trying to drive back and we took a wrong exit.
Yes.
And we found ourselves at what?
I don't remember. I remember
we spent. Oh, interesting.
I don't remember. But do you remember that we were listening to Coast to Coast?
I do remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we ended up at that women's correctional facility.
Oh, that's right. We ended up like in a prison for women.
Prison for women. It was really dark and really scary.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, this is so terrifying to me. I'm sorry. I can't do the podcast any longer.
Let's get out of here.
I have to leave. Ah!